If we are going to raise children who have a strong sense of commitment to the Lord, then we are going to need to teach them what it means to be disciplined. In an age where discipline has almost become a swear word, how can Christian parents teach and guide their kids towards understanding what it means to lay down their lives for Christ? We'll help you answer that on the next Family Matters. Please stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A listener wrote to us with this question. Should I teach my child about the importance of self-denial? We don't hear much about it in the modern church, and contemporary secular culture doesn't value it at all. But I'm not sure how our kids will understand what it means to follow Jesus if we neglect this aspect of the disciples' calling. We'd suggest that the answer begins right where your question leaves off, with Christ's call to radical discipleship. If we're going to talk about self-denial, we have to start with the words of Jesus. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. That's Matthew 16:24 and 25. Christ himself was the greatest example of this principle that ever lived. As the Apostle Paul tells us, though Jesus existed in the form of God, he nevertheless did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. That's Philippians 2:6-8. If you stop and think about it, you may begin to see that self-denial is the heart and soul of discipline. To be disciplined is to accept the idea that there is something bigger than myself and my own agenda, something that claims a higher place in my allegiance. When a child learns to obey, he is actually learning to put his own desires aside in favor of what mom and dad are asking him to do. That means that the answer to your question, should I teach my child about self-denial, is a resounding yes. Discipline is basic to sound Christian parenting, and you can't discipline your child without teaching self-denial. Here at Focus on the Family, we have always maintained that the key to effective child discipline is learning to balance love and limits. Children cannot thrive without experiencing consistent and unconditional love. From the first day of life until the journey to adulthood is complete, your child must know that your love is rock solid, that it is the foundation on which she can build and the home base from which she can safely and confidently launch her exploration of the world. But children also need and actually seek boundaries and ground rules. There is nothing contradictory about the expression of love and the enforcement of limits. In fact, the two are closely related. Allowing a child to have his own way without any restraint is not an expression of love. At the other extreme, harsh, rigid, or authoritarian treatment of children, even if on the surface it would seem to produce model citizens, isn't an appropriate way of limit setting. In between lies the goal, the kind of loving control that helps a child grow into the sort of person who is capable of imposing limits on himself. That's what self-denial is all about. The application of this principle will expand as your child moves through adolescence and into young adulthood. It will, for instance, directly impact his attitudes towards sexuality and his relationships with members of the opposite sex. It will also affect the way he views money and other forms of material wealth, how much he spends, how much he saves, and how much he gives away. In a culture that glorifies self-indulgence and promotes a sense of self-entitlement, it's especially important for Christian parents to avoid falling into the trap of giving children everything they want whenever they want it. What Christian kids need to understand is that restraint, discipline, and self-denial are absolute requirements for anyone who seriously desires to serve others in Jesus' name. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.